This is Intersection. I'm Matthew Petty. The assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has plunged the country into turmoil. For some insights into what it means for Haitians and the community in Central Florida, we talked with members of the St. Margaret Mary Church in Winter Park and the community they work with in Haiti. Ken Furling is the founding director of the Haiti Mission for St. Margaret Mary. He's been involved with missions to Haiti for two decades. Jean-Bonny Delorge is the church's director of operations in Jacmel, Haiti. He's the founding member of a group called CAUSE, which works on conflict mitigation and leadership. Wesley Zephyr is a Haitian currently studying at Rollins College. And John Reif is a member of the St. Margaret Mary congregation, who's been doing mission work in Haiti since 2008. Ken Furling begins the conversation.
From a faith point of view, they can show us a thing or two. But we focus on education, economic development, health issues, and we find that the Haitian people are similar to folks that we hear about in the Depression. They're competent, they're eager, they have a good work ethic, but there are just no opportunities. And so, whatever projects we have, we try to first of all, ask them what they feel they need, but then approach it in a sustainable way so that after we get on a plane and get out, the project keeps going.
So, John, let me turn to you then. One of the groups you're part of is CAUSE. I understand, and you focus on conflict mitigation and leadership. Just reflecting on what's happening in Haiti right now, how do you see what's happening, and how does this kind of, I guess, impact the work that you're doing right now?
Thank you very much. It is a very interesting question. And CAUSE, it is an organization. We have created CAUSE because we have seen that there are a lot of kids in Haiti. They don't go to school, and they don't even eat enough. And we decided to set up CAUSE. Just, it is like executive acting together on the future of the kids. It is like the English translation, if I want to say that. And that's why we have been created. But CAUSE is running one of the programs of St. Margaret Mary now, that is the youth program. And the focus is on conflict resolution, and just to work with the kids, just to let them to understand how they can act just to solve a problem when there is a conflict between two people. And now the situation in Haiti is a situation that is very complicated now. It is the very first time we are seeing such a situation, and as there are a lot of gangs, a lot of violence seen now, and that makes the work not very, very easy to be done. Because as you see, when the kids are facing all those problems, it is very difficult for them to be comfortable and to do such active buzzing, but they can't go wherever they want because they are fear of violence. And that's why, for example, if we have a meeting from Jacmel to OLA, OLA is the part of Jacmel where St. Margaret Mary is working now. We as adults, we are a little bit afraid to go there because we don't know what we will meet on the streets. There are a lot of guns, a lot of gangs. You see, that makes the work a little bit difficult. Now we are living with a little bit of fear, the fear of the violence now in Haiti.
With the killing of the president, does that kind of make the situation a little more dangerous, do you think, for the people that you work with?
When you say the death of the president, I would like to take 2 seconds of silence. Thank you. Yes, the death of the president is making things a little bit dangerous now. Why? It is because now in Port-au-Prince, it is not very, things are not very easy there. But because if you want to go to a place in Port-au-Prince, you don't know what will happen. Because there are some gains they receive from fund from the government. That makes their things. Now the government, the president is dead. They are much more violent. They are much more violent now. That's why. But at Ole, that's the only thing that impede a good break to Ole. It is because there is the fear to go there right now, because you don't know what can happen.
So, John, I want to bring you into this conversation. It sounds like you're coming at this work from a couple of perspectives. One is the food security issue, and I know that, as you know, your background in the restaurant business in Orlando, you kind of bring a unique perspective there. But how does your role sort of fit into this project? Like, what is the mission that you feel that you have in this work in Haiti?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously getting involved, as Ken said, was sort of, you get bit and you want to come back, you know, time and time again, as you start to fall in love with the people here. So part of it is trying to find ways that whatever our skill sets are can be utilized in a way that provides some sustainable programming for the country and the people we work with. Agriculturally, there's, you know, most of those people in our area are small scale farmers. And so giving them some very basic training, which to us that we're teaching at East End Market or the chefs are talking about local food, is pretty advanced. You know, we've been able to work with local agronomists. So people, and this kind of goes to what Ken said, we want to find people in the country that have solutions for the country and then support them. We don't want to come with a bunch of outside ideas and think that's going to work. So a young agronomist from Jacmel approached us and said, hey, we really think we could create some economic stability for farmers if we taught them several things. You know, the farmers are on the steepest slopes because it's the poorest part of the soil. So their soil is always eroding. So teaching them how to keep the soil from eroding, how to use organic amendments, how to do pest management, how to do small nurseries to raise the plants in a safe place and then move them out. So I think seeing it from having been involved with agriculture previously and then now seeing the fruits of that labor is pretty cool. You know, they've been able to quadruple their income with some very basic training, and it's all based on a program that they've put together. It's in their language. It's run by a local guy. So I think in all of this, and John Binney is a good example, you know, he came through the peace program that St. Margaret Mary created and with other young leaders, and they self-organized and created cause to further the vision that they had for solving the problems that Haiti had. So our goal really is to just be support, to say, you can do it, we can help, to not try to come in top down with a bunch of, you know, projects, but to really see those projects come through the real needs on the ground that they have. And I would say, just to add some color to what John Binney said, you know, we just discovered, obviously, you know, running this mission during COVID was very challenging. I mean, it was almost a year between visits there. But the programs were set up, and the people on the ground there are so equipped at this point that through Zoom, thankfully, and WhatsApp, we were able to still run the mission. And that's great for us and them, but moving within the country already was very challenging before the assassination. And, you know, Ken thankfully did some research recently about us being able to ship some things down there fairly inexpensively, which is good because everything we carry down there is on, you know, in our bags on planes. But the danger of going from Jacmel to Port-au-Prince is so high that we don't want to endanger our people there by asking them to go pick up whatever goods we could ship in. So to John Binney's point, even doing the normal programming that we'd be trying to do is hampered by the fact that there's such unrest that it's not safe for our people to move freely about the country. So with already in a tremendous amount of challenges, to add that immobility and fear to it really causes some hurdles.
Wesley Zafir, when you see what's happening back in Haiti, what goes through your mind?
I mean, this is extremely sad to see what's going on back to Haiti. And if we go back to the assassination, to see the president, we will see the highest person in the country and doesn't have security enough for himself. So when it comes to the whole population, we can see those population obviously they don't have anything also. So this is sad. It's really sad for me to see what's going on, and sometimes I'm even asking myself if it's really real to see exactly to hear, because I've been watching the news and listening to the news, and you know, because I'm closely looking what's going on, and it's super sad to see what's going on in Haiti right now.
Do you feel like once you complete your studies, you're going to be able to take those skills back to Haiti and sort of use them to help build up the country? Is that your plan long term?
It's a question that I really, as so many people ask me all the time. But you know, when you were born in a place, so you really would like to see the place in progress, right? So like the skill that I'm earning here in the U.S., if anyhow I can help, I can contribute what I learned from here in the country, I'll be happy to contribute, you know, so, yeah.
Ken, it sounds like from what John was saying, last year was a bit of a challenge just because of the problems thrown up by COVID. This is like an extra layer of challenge for the work that St. Margaret Mary is doing. Is this kind of like what you expected going into this?
No, although Haiti has a history of ups and downs. After in the 80s, when Duvalier left, you had a series of presidents, Aristide. So this kind of thing, roller coaster, is not unusual. But as John Bonis says, this particular situation is really unique. I've never had the experience where I couldn't walk down the streets in Port-au-Prince, and I always felt very safe. Now, we don't even get out of the airport. We just go on a little plane to Jacmel. So this is a very, very unusual situation. And I'm not optimistic of the next several months, quite frankly.
Jean Bonny, Ken was saying he thinks it could be a couple of months before things settle down a wee bit. What do you think? Like, what do you think the next couple of months is going to be like for you and your team there?
I can't say a couple of months, but because I would like to see this situation better now, right now. But I hope things are going to be okay, and the situation will be okay too. But we are a little bit not comfortable with the situation, of course, yes. And in two months, maybe something will be done or maybe not. Because now we are about 6 days after the death of the president. There isn't a president yet now. But we don't know how things are going to be in 2 months. If they will be able to get a new president, or if we will be able to get a new president in a couple of days. But if that must be done before, and for the new president to do everything just to solve the problem of insecurity, to make us comfortable.
So, Wesley Zafir, what would you like people in the U.S. who don't know so much about Haiti or don't have the kind of connection that the parish at St. Margaret Mary in Orlando have with Haiti, what would you like them to know about the country? And especially now when people are paying attention to the headlines, but in a week or two, maybe people won't be paying so much attention. Like, what would your message be to people in the U.S. about Haiti?
I think, and on the light that G started talking on, it's a bunch of great people. They are very competitive. They are ego. They want to work. They have a very nice personality. but unfortunately that the country doesn't offer them the opportunity. So that's why so many have to leave the country to go to different places around the world just to looking for job. So I think Haitian, as everybody who like work and all have Haitian friends, they always say those people they're hard worker. They know how to work and they know how to live with other people. They have love. They have great hearts.
Just finally, John Reif, what would you want people to take away from this conversation? You know, beyond the headlines that we're hearing and seeing about Haiti right now.
Haiti is such a beautiful place. I mean, I'm sure this is true of Afghanistan and Iraq and other places that people think of as dangerous or fraught with peril. You know, yes, there are some challenges, but the country, I mean, once you get out of the borders of the main city, you know, it's people just like every American trying to get their child a good education and to offer opportunity for them and hope they find a good job. And to Wesley's point, you know, there just aren't many opportunities in Haiti for Haitians. And so understanding some of the sort of macro forces that went into that, it was the first successful slave revolt in history. Haiti was probably one of the worst, highest levels of slave abuse in recorded history. So it was great that they were able to free themselves from that yoke. And unfortunately, it happened in a time in history where the world powers, I mean, us included, were a slave economy. And so we weren't certainly going to go support them. And they ousted the French, and the French were our friends in the revolution. So sadly, Haiti was left to deteriorate because there was no way to do foreign trade. They've really been hamstrung, not of their own doing, really. I mean, so I think that's the biggest takeaway is to say that Haiti is somewhat the ongoing victim of macro political powers that have made it very challenging for it to get back on its feet and stay on its feet. And so, you know, it's so close to our country. I mean, it's shocking to hop on a flight from Miami and in an hour and a half be in Haiti. I mean, you're there. It's so close. It's our neighbor. And we have a very good Haitian community in Central Florida. And I think around Carnival and that time of year, they come to the fore. And it's a beautiful culture. And I think it's worth people exploring. And for me, I would hope for some more stability so that people can begin to visit to enjoy the beauty that the country has to offer, both, you know, in its geography and waterfalls, but also in the hearts of its people.
Well, John Reif, parishioner at St. Margaret Mary, thanks so much for your insights. Appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thank you, Matthew.
We've also been speaking with Ken Furling. He's the founding director of the Haiti Mission for St. Margaret Mary. Ken, thank you so much for your time as well.
You're welcome.
And Wesley Zephyr is working on a degree at Rollins College. Wesley, thanks so much for joining us and for your insights too.
It was my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
And we also heard from Jean-Bonny Delorge, who's the Director of Operations and a translator for the St. Margaret Mary program in Haiti.
Up next, we might think we know sharks, but how much do we really know about the apex predators of the oceans? More on that after the break.